Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're going to go to a different portion of the Scripture today. I'm going to start a new little series here. I'm going to go to the epistle, which just simply means the letter of 1 John. The letter of 1 John. Or as our brethren say, 1 John. 1 John. There's 1 John, there's 2 John, and there's 3 John. And 1 John, I think it's 5 chapters long, and is a profound little book. Okay, profound little book. It is written by John, by the Apostle John, who wrote the Gospel of John, who also received the revelation, okay? And he wrote 1st and 2nd and 3rd John. And you'll see a very loving, compassionate theme throughout of a father to his children type of thing. There are some seriously, seriously insightful truths in the letter of 1 John. And there's truths that guide us with interpretation to other portions of Scripture. Now, all Scripture is like that. You know, the Scripture interprets Scripture, and you will get interpretations from places that you have no idea that there would be interpretation. I'll give you some examples that I've been in of late, last year and a half or so, a couple of years. Psalm 82, Psalm 97, 1 Kings 22, 1 Samuel 23. Passages like that, you say, well, what's in the midst of all that that could be important? Well, we talk about it a little here, a little there, but we're not going to right now. But 1 John is one of those type of letters. You'll see just profound things. So let's just begin with the first chapter, 1 John, and I'm going to read the first three verses. I believe the first three verses are all one sentence. Yes, they are. And I'm going to read it sort of slowly, and then you sort of talk through it a little bit. Verse 1, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. First three verses of 1 John chapter 1. Now, even in just a cursory initial reading where you're just verbally listening to it, you'll hear words that were repeated. Okay, you'll hear ideas that were repeated. So look what it said in the first verse. It says, what was from the beginning? What? And so you say, well, what is this thing that he's talking about that was from the beginning? Well, he says in the first verse, concerning the word of life, if you're reading the King James or New American Standard, the word is capitalized. If you're reading the ESV or the Lexham, it's not capitalized. It's just a cute thing because capitalization and punctuation is a form of commentary, okay? So the idea is that he's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll see that as the letter is going along. And he's saying that the Lord was from the beginning. From the beginning. Remember that John is writing 1 John. It's John who wrote the gospel, who describes Jesus as the only begotten Son of God. Now, are you ready for this? He's not the only Son of God. You see all through the Scripture where creatures are called the sons of God. The sons of God. But the idea behind only begotten is not that of reproduction, not that of creation, but it speaks to uniqueness. The one and only, I think it's monogenesis, or monogenos, something like that, is the Greek. And it speaks of uniqueness, one of a kind. And he's saying what was from the beginning is not that this one of a kind, the Lord Jesus Christ, was created at the very beginning. No, the idea behind this is that he has been forever and ever, always has been. And you see that in the balance of the scripture that Jesus is God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. There's no beginning and no end. They have always been. But then he drives home something. He says, I want you to see something. And he reiterates it a couple of different ways in these three verses, but saying the same point. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, he is letting them know that he has a personal witness, a personal testimony about this. He saw the Lord. And when you know with John, it was more than just a passing looking at. Okay, he spent time with him, years with him. And as a matter of fact, he describes himself as the apostle who Jesus loved. John was likely the apostle that Jesus was closest with. He was also likely the youngest of the apostles, the original 12. You know, we don't ever think about that type of thing, you know. We know Jesus, let's say 30 years of age, right around there. It is not unlikely at all that John was 18 or 19 years of age when he was with Jesus and traveling with him. That just sort of gives a different perspective. You know, quite often we think these guys were old and gray-haired when they all met and got together and decided to be disruptive, right? No. Nothing could be further from the truth. He's saying this. I heard this. We heard these words of life. We've seen with our eyes, he continues, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. John is the one that laid his head upon Jesus' breast. Remember that? He says, I've touched him. He says, I've looked at him. Verse 2, and the life was manifested. So this word of life was made manifest before us to where I could see it. It was made, the word means to be made visible, to make clear, to appear. Okay? And so he's really shooting at some things that were already starting to pop up in the early church, the idea of Gnosticism, where some people were saying, well, Jesus was just a spirit and he didn't really have a body. It just looked like a body. Okay? No, John and Paul addressed this even with Galatians that early. That no, it was his. Jesus was made manifest in a real body. So he's saying this life, this word of life was manifested, and we have seen. He picks up that idea again, that we've seen. So he says it in the first verse, that I saw this. He says it in the second verse, I've seen it. And now he says, we have seen and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life. This word is the eternal life. And he says, I'm testifying of this to you. Now remember, he is aged by the time he writes this right here. Again, it's sort of a fatherly treatise. And we'll see this as we go through the book. He says, but don't forget, I saw this. I'm proclaiming it to you. I'm testifying to you the eternal life. So it's gone from the word of life. He's declared this word of life is the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. So he's showing us that Jesus was with the Father before he was manifested, before he appeared. John continues with the idea, verse 3, what we have seen and heard. It's the third time he's mentioned seen. Twice he's mentioned heard. What we've seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. So what was the whole purpose of him writing this, the proclamation, the declare that they've seen, that he's heard what he's about to share? The whole point is that they would have fellowship with us. Who's the us? With John, with the Father, with the Son, with the Spirit. How do we know that? The last part of verse 3. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Is that not just a great diving into a letter right there? Okay, keep this in mind because, folks, we're the same. What have we seen? What have we heard? What should we be testifying of? What should we be witnessing of? What type of fellowship should we be experiencing with every breath? Well, my time's up. Again, this is Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you next time.